Hi, I'm Russell. I'm joined tonight with three of the friends. I've got Tony Boone, I've got Ringo, and I've got Johnny Laval. And we're going to talk about the next thing, the manager. So we've booted it about a little bit. But first, Tony's going to give us his view. Go on, Tony.
Well, to manage the national side, he's got to be English. Yeah. Pure and simple. You know, that's it. You've got to pick English players. He's got to know the game. Like, you've got Fabio's and all that. Don't know the English game. They do not know how to play the English game. They come over with all these silly ideas and pyramid shapes and things like that. We don't do that. 4-4-2, to me, is the best system in the world.
So Harry's your man?
Definitely. Harry Redknapp for me. Sam Allardyce, second. But Harry's the man.
So you're going to go for Harry Redknapp?
Harry Redknapp's a man at the moment.
What does really Harry bring to the game that's different from Capello at this moment?
He just gives you stability. He knows the English game inside out. He knows all the English players. He knows, for one, he knows where he has to play them. He don't play them in different positions, where Capello does. Stevie G, he's got to play him in a Liverpool position. You get the best out of him. Don't play them in an alien position where they can't get the best out of a player. And Harry Redknapp will suss that out straight away. Okay. And you've got to be able to do a team talk in English.
Okay, Ringo, what do you reckon?
Yeah, Harry Redknapp for me as well. I was a little bit dubious
for
his career at West Ham. I just thought he was a bit too cushy there. I thought he was going to go on to his retirement. But thinking about it now, we've had two foreign managers. With all the promise of this and this success and that success, I now think that Harry's the man for the job. I think he's proved it because he's gone across to Spurs and completely turned it around, and he's doing better than I thought he would. Quite quickly really. But language is another issue as well. But I think, why haven't we got the best managers in the world? Because I think we have. Why do we have to go foreign? For another reason. And we've got them. We've got them here in the English league anyway. So let's go English this time and see how we do.
Okay. Johnny is a Spurs fan, so he'll probably might not want Harry to leave, but his view is...
Harry could do the job. I'm not saying that. We obviously want to keep him at Tottenham. It doesn't need to be Harry Redknapp, but it just needs to be someone who knows how to build a team, and he knows, or he's strong enough to resist the impression that I've got to play all my best players, because it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have the best team. Like, the fact that you've got Steven Gerrard, he's a great player. And he doesn't mean to say you have to put him in your team against every single opposition. If he ain't the right player against that opposition, don't play him. Same thing when you get you're trying to play Gerrard in the same time as you're playing Lampard, and we know they can't play together. Don't keep trying to make them play together. And I think you just need someone strong enough to say, I'm going to pick a team that's going to be the best team to play against this other team, and it doesn't mean to say I've got to pick from a particular group of 11 people. That's all.
Did we miss Lampard the other night?
No.
Really, against Montenegro, a country that's got 650,000 people, and we've got 65 million?
Can I just say, I think we should use this European Championships as a rebuild. Don't go looking for winning it, because we ain't going to win it anyway. But let's use it as a rebuild. He started off a couple of games ago putting a load of youngsters in. And it looked promising at the least. It looked promising. Now he's gone back on his word, putting all the old fogies back in the side again. Start young. Just do what the Germans have done. Let's be brave about it. Brave decisions. Drop players when they ain't playing well, and put the players in that are playing well. Age doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, hang on, I've got someone here who wants to grab a menu. There you go, son.
We're back for your glasses.
No problem, he's going to come back with the glasses later. We are live, we are in the Old White Lion in Orpington, and I'll be back later. Thank you.